famous escape. Among the ill-starred Stuart monarchs, there is none more tragic than Mary, Queen of Scots. After the death of her father, James V, when she was only a few weeks old, she was sent to France for safekeeping and did not return to the almost impossible task of maintaining order among the turbulent Scottish nobles until 18 years later. Our story opens in Edinburgh, just after the young queen has been installed in Holyrood House.
See the queen, she came in.
Aye, she's a bonnie lass.
Her kind always are.
Oh, she's a papist.
We want no popery in Scotland.
But she's promised you're not to let the dirt be.
Aye, she's promised.
You think she'll not keep her promise?
She's been brought up in foreign parts. What she needs is a husband and a bairn or two.
She'll have them soon enough, I'm thinking.
Well, they say Lord Darnley is already picked out for her.
Lord Darnley? But little say she'll have an who's to be her husband, poor soul.
Master David Riccio desires to speak with your majesty.
Come in, David.
Your majesty.
You got my message, David?
Your majesty is very gracious, but I beseech you not to do this thing.
Lennox is a traitor.
That may be, but if you dismiss him from the post of chancellor and make me the hated Italian chancellor in his place...
I am queen.
His majesty, the king consort.
You'd better go, David. She's drunk.
Good day, dear Mary. You here again, Rizzio?
I am just going, Your Majesty.
Why is Rizzio here so much, Mary?
Why, Henry? Because he's gay and cheerful. He sings the Italian song.
When we were first married, you used to listen to my conversation sometimes.
You behaved differently then.
You mean I didn't get drunk every day? Well, what's a man to do when he's got a beautiful wife that doesn't love him? That treats him like a leper.
You're being ridiculous, Henry.
Why is Rizzio at the palace so much?
Because he gives me good advice. I'm going to make him chancellor in place of Lennox.
In place of Lennox. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Lennox. Lennox, are you in there?
Darnley, drunk again.
What would you do if your wife hated the sight of you? Listen. Mary's going to dismiss you and make Rizzio chancellor in your place.
What?
You're to be sent about your business. Back to the Highlands.
Oh, don't you understand, you fool? Once Mary gets rid of me, she'll be able to do what she likes.
And maybe you'll lose your head for your traitorous acts in the past, eh?
Are you willing to accuse Rizzio of being your wife's lover?
Well,
she's unpopular enough as it is. If we can make the people think Rizzio's her lover...
Leonard, I understand. The Queen is entertaining Rizzio and some of her friends at supper tonight. If you bring a party of armed men, I'll let you in by the...
My friend, I propose a toast.
What is the toast, Your Majesty?
It is strange to think that although I rule over all Scotland... The only friends I have up here in this little room. To you, my friends, the six of you here assembled, I drink with all my heart.
I notice that I'm not among the six, Mary.
What are you doing here, Henry?
I've come to see you and your dear friend Rizzio. Lennox!
Aye.
Ribbon!
Aye.
Lindsay!
Where are you, darling?
Henry! This is an outrage.
We mean no harm to your majesty.
How dare you invade my apartment?
They have come to kill me, your majesty. Save me.
Darnley, how dare you? Take these men away.
Stand aside, your majesty, or we cannot answer for the consequences.
Let me get at him. I'll cut him down.
Where are the guards? Guards, who?
You're wasting your voice. They've gone.
Henry, if you are a man...
We are doing this with your husband's consent. So stand out of the way.
Don't waste any time. Come on, friends. I've got it.
Lord Boswell, what are you doing here?
I heard rumors of violence to your majesty's person.
It was Rizzio they killed.
There are my men marching in now. We're at your majesty's service.
I did not expect this loyalty of you, Lord Boswell.
You remember that day we met in Paris?
That's 2 years ago.
I remember it as though it were yesterday. Now, with your Majesty's permission, I think we should convey you to a place of safety outside this turbulent Edinburgh.
Lord Bothwell.
Come in, Lord Bothwell.
You sent for me, your Majesty.
There's not another man in Scotland I can trust. Bothwell, will you swear to me?
What?
That you had no hand in my husband's death.
I swear, Mary, by the thing that's holiest to me. And that's your bonny face.
Many men I trusted have betrayed me, Bothwell.
Mary, I've been ruffian, freebooter, and what you will. But I love you. And if you trust yourself to me, I'll never fail you.
If only I could be sure.
If you marry me, half your people will say that you married your husband's murderer. Especially the women. You're too beautiful, Mary. The men in Scotland are all half in love with you. And they hate you for it. And the women hate you for it more.
There's only one man who matters all to me. All that I've gone through only makes me appreciate the heart of you, the gallantry of you. If you marry me...
That's enough, said Mary. Tomorrow we marry. And the day after that, we get our army together and see if we can't subdue these mutinous nobles of yours.
But can we subdue them?
Look here, on the map, Mary. If we meet them here...
That's Carberry Hill.
Aye. And we'll meet their forces at Carberry Hill and roll them back like this. Then I'll be able to give the whole of Scotland as a present to my child.
Maggie, they're coming.
The Queen's coming.
Oh, she's Queen no longer.
She's Queen until she's dead.
Oh, that won't be long by the look of things.
Ah, do you hear the mob? The tears to pieces if it wasn't for the soldiers. There she goes to the castle.
Thank God she's safe inside. I thought when she married Lord Buff,
that murderer, he's lucky to have escaped. Burn the witch! Burn her!
Don't talk like that, Jenny.
Burning so good for her. Didn't she have her poor husband murdered? And didn't she marry the man that did the killing for her? There she is at the window! Burn her! Burn her!
No use talking like that.
No, why not?
They're sending her up to Loch Leven.
Where may that be?
In a lock on the other side of the further fort. There's a castle on an island in the middle of it. So you can save your breath to cool your parish mistress. But there could be safe from you and your life.
Your Majesty, Lord Linnet desires audience.
Let him come in.
Your Majesty.
This is an honor, Lord Lennox. I am not favored with much company on my island.
I am sent by the Council of Lords, Your Majesty. They demand that you abdicate.
I will not desert my throne.
Failing that you divorce Lord Bothwell.
Divorce the man I love? Suppose I can be forced to marry one of your friends? Never!
There is a third choice, Your Majesty.
And what is that?
You will be tried for the murder of your late husband, the former Lord Darnley.
I have nothing to do with his death.
I am afraid few people in Scotland will accept your word for it. A woman who is found guilty of murdering her husband is punished by burning.
You wouldn't do that to me, Lennox.
I prefer that you abdicate. If you do that, your son will ascend the throne in due course.
After he's learned to taste the name of his mother. My poor little Jane.
Perhaps it will help your Majesty to make up your mind when I tell you that I had much difficulty in persuading Lord Lindsay not to settle matters by cutting your Majesty's throat.
I see. Very well. Have the papers prepared.
I have the papers with me, Your Majesty.
Willie Douglas.
Not your Majesty anymore, Willie. I'm queen no longer.
Everyone in the castle knows you've abdicated. But to me, you will always be queen. Your Majesty's life isn't safe.
That's nothing unusual, Willie.
There's a band of horsemen gathering on the western shore.
You think they've come to kill me?
Are you ready to escape tonight?
How can I escape? Even if I could get out of the castle, there's still 2 miles of water to cross.
My uncle is giving a banquet tonight.
In honor of my abdication?
Yes. He always carries the keys of the great door in his pocket. If I know anything of the power of the whiskey he drinks, I'll be able to steal his keys by midnight. And then I'll come up here.
Are you awake, Your Majesty?
Is that you, Willie?
You hear them celebrating in the hall. There are the keys. We'll have to hurry.
Very well, Willie.
Follow me, Your Majesty. Keep watch a moment, Your Majesty, while I unlock the gate.
I can't see a soul.
After you, Your Majesty. Even the sentries have gone to join in the banquet. Quick, into this boat.
Very well. I'm ready. You can start now.
We're off. There are horses waiting on the bank for us. Once your escape is known, all the clans will hasten to your support.
No, Willie, I've abdicated from my throne. It's no use fighting anymore. All I can do is to throw myself on the mercy of my cousin.
Where are my keys? Who's got my keys?
Your cousin appears to have missed his keys.
Much good may it do him.
Nearly 200 pounds in the tank. Into the boat,
Samantha. Oh, Willie, they'll catch us.
No, they won't, madam.
But they'll be able to row faster than we can.
They won't be able to row at all. I've stove in the bottom of every boat on the island.
My orders!
This is a pleasant victory, Willie. Petty though it may be.
When the clans hear about your escape...
No, it's no use deluding myself with false hopes. My only consolation is that one day my son will succeed me on the throne of Scotland, if he lives long enough.
But Your Majesty...
Go on, Willie. All that remains for me is to make my escape and throw myself on the mercy of my cousin, the Elizabeth of England. And may her heart be more merciful than I have reason to think it is.
When Queen Mary escaped from the island of Lochleven, she was 24 years old. She reached England in safety. But the mercy that Queen Elizabeth showed her was to keep her in prison for 20 years before having her beheaded. However, her son not only ascended the throne that she had lost, but as James I was the first king to unite under one rule the kingdoms of both Scotland and England.